Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy. Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton of the Regenerative Heal. Welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. We are live here at the WABC studio on top of Penn Station. And you can reach me here at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call me after the show at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You could also check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com. Or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So tonight's topic is going to be a discussion about pain and a discussion about a great treatment for the pain. The type of pain we'll be talking about is neck and back pain, and the great treatment we'll be talking about is prolotherapy. And prolotherapy is a great treatment for back pain, and we'll discuss why that is. So first of all, we'll talk about our terms here. What is prolotherapy? So prolotherapy is a great treatment for any kind of musculoskeletal pain, whether it's a tendonitis, a ligament sprain or strain, or a joint arthritis. Prolotherapy is excellent. And the way that prolotherapy works is it's a treatment that stimulates the growth of tissue. And how does it do that? Well, the secret ingredient in a prolotherapy procedure is dextrose. And dextrose, when put into a specific area, such as a ligament or a tendon, or even within a joint space, will help that tissue grow, and it will grow healthy tissue. It triggers a mild irritation, and that mild irritation gets turned into, or the body responds to it, with healthy tissue growth. So prolotherapy is an excellent procedure for that kind of for any kind of musculoskeletal pain, because it leads to the growth of healthy tissue. And when the tissue grows stronger with the prolotherapy treatment, the pain starts to subside. And what's great about prolotherapy is that the pain starts to subside not just for the short term, but for the long term. And what's also cool about prolotherapy is that it's been around a long time. It's been around at least, I would say it really got going in the 50s. It got developed in the mid to late 40s. And so it's been around. It's got a long track record of success. And the reason you may not have heard of it is because it's mostly been practiced in community centers. But now that its track record has been for so long and so successful and treated so many people so successfully, prolotherapy is getting out there in the community at large and even at university centers. There are studies being undertaken for prolotherapy. So prolotherapy is both a short-term way to relieve pain, and because it leads to tissue growth, it leads to the laying down of collagen, which is the building block of ligaments and tendons. It's a long-term solution for pain. And the pain that we'll be talking about specifically tonight is neck pain and low back pain, pain along the spine. And So, and we're going to talk about how prolotherapy helps with those types of conditions. But before I get into further details for that, I want to just give you my information again. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. You're listening to the Regenerative Healing Show. I am at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. But right now I am live at the WABC studio right on top of Penn Station. And the number here is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And you can reach me at my office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You could also check out my website, njprolo.com. I have some great articles and additional podcasts about prolotherapy. Or you can even check out my YouTube channel where I have some, I've just been getting that going, and I have several episodes up there that have to do with prolotherapy. So you can check that out at the Regenerative Healing Center channel on YouTube. Again, it's the Regenerative Healing Center, Regenerative Healing Show, right on YouTube. So you can check that out. It's a great compliment to what you're listening to tonight. So let's talk about neck pain and let's talk about back pain. So we traditionally think of back pain as being caused by the discs, sometimes by arthritic joints in the back. There's a condition that older people get called spinal stenosis. When I say older, I mean over the age of 50, spinal stenosis is among the most common causes of back pain. Between the ages of 30 and 40, a disc herniation would be the most common cause of back pain. But what I want to do tonight is give you a different perspective on the problem of low back pain. And the perspective I want to give you is, So we know that a disc herniation causes pain, and we know that spinal stenosis causes pain, but what causes the disc herniation and what causes the spinal stenosis? Well, I'm going to posit to you that a key contributing factor to the development of those conditions is unhealthy ligaments in the back. And the unhealthy ligaments occur from a gradual wear and tear where the ligaments get stretched beyond their capacity. And over time, as those ligaments weaken, the spine is less stable. And I don't mean less stable on a where the whole spine is falling apart, but there's more play in the between the bones of the spine. When I say more play, like they're not being held together in a smooth motion. And so when there's laxity of the ligaments, okay, that puts strain on the discs, and that puts pressure on the joints in the spine. So when it puts pressure on the discs, that's where you get disc herniation and eventually wear and tear of the disc. And as the wear and tear develops, then the bones get closer together, and then the spinal canal narrows, and that's what spinal stenosis is all about. And the key thing to understand is what caused that in the first place is loose ligaments. And so what's a great treatment? What we need to do is find a treatment that strengthens those ligaments so they're not loose like that. And a great treatment for that is prolotherapy. So by strengthening the ligaments, it basically stabilizes the spine. And first of all, the ligaments themselves can be a source of pain. And so by strengthening them, they're not going to be as painful. And secondly, once the spinal structures are stabilized, that's less pressure on the disc, that's less pressure on the joints. So all of a sudden, the pain is starting to decrease, not just for short term, but for long term. And again, that's what that's what makes prolotherapy such a great treatment for spinal conditions. And especially lumbar conditions for the treatment of disc herniations, for spinal stenosis. And even we talk about, oh, I'm having spasm in my back, muscle spasm in my back. Well, why is your muscle tightening up like that? It's tightening up because it feels that the muscles feel they need to do that work because the ligaments aren't holding things structurally with the right structural support that they need to. And when they're not giving their proper structural support, the muscles react by tightening up around it. So all that muscle pain that you get in the back, a lot of that is because of loose ligaments. And the best way to strengthen those ligaments and relieve that pain is with prolotherapy. So once you strengthen the ligaments with prolotherapy, then the pain, the muscles don't have to work as hard, they're not getting into that spasm mode, and the pain starts to improve. So this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can check out my website at njprolo.com. And if you'd like to talk to me here at the studio, you can reach me at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. And you can also call me at my office at 201-882-1500 after the show. Or again, check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So again, we're talking about prolotherapy for the neck and back today, and we have on the we have a caller here on the line. We have Joe from Princeton, New Jersey. Joe.
Yeah, hi. The reason I'm calling is I've had an issue with my back for years. When I was heavier, I couldn't even stand up straight for a while, but now I'm 72 years old. I'm in good shape. I do a lot of dancing, a lot of exercise, but every once in a while, if I turn the wrong way on my right side, I just fall. I almost fall on the floor. My back side above my butt in the lower back just gives me a lot of pain all of a sudden, and I'm worried that eventually I'll be crippled from it. I'm not sure what's going on.
How often is that happening, Joe?
It happens if I bend over to the right side. If I bend over to the right side and pick up some weight, that's when it happens.
Well, I mean, that definitely has the feel for kind of what I'm talking about, where there's some laxity in your spine, and many times that laxity is from loose ligaments, and so it may just be a simple matter of strengthening those ligaments and to give you that increased feeling of stability and reducing that pain that movement is causing. So it sounds like some people, I can tell you that some people have widespread ligament injury, and it sounds like yours, it sounds like a few ligaments are just, when they are stressed in that certain way, are causing your muscles to have to tighten up, and that's that feeling like wants to bring you down to the floor. So that definitely, again, I'd have to evaluate you, of course, to really confirm that. But that's the feel that it has.
And then this sounds like an exercise you're talking about.
Prolotherapy. No, that's a good question. So prolotherapy is a procedure. It's basically to get the solution where it needs to go. It's injections, and we have ways of numbing up the area to make the injections as pain-free as possible, that really makes it a very tolerable procedure, and by doing that, we're able to get the solution where it needs to be, which is right by the ligaments in your spine, and that's what will give you the relief and the long-term benefit.
I see. And what is it that you're injecting?
It's dextrose. I also use, I'm kind of not totally unique, but what makes my prolotherapy that much more special is I use vitamin B12, which enhances the reaction. And I also use ozone, which is enriched oxygen that also improves the metabolic benefit of the prolotherapy. So, okay.
Okay, because you were talking about, what is it, begins with a C. I take it every day and I can't remember the name of it. Collagen. I take collagen every day.
Okay, so prolotherapy helps lay down the collagen where it needs to be. So that's a very good complement to what we're doing with the prolotherapy, Joe.
So. I see.
All right, so Joe, listen, I want to talk to you more about your situation. So if you give Bruce your number, I will certainly give you a call after the show and we'll talk more, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, Joe. So hold on for Bruce and he'll get your information so we can talk further. So so again, the prolotherapy is such a great adjunct to so many other treatments. You know, physical therapy is great, and you know that strengthens the muscle. But to get to the core of the problem, the ligaments, you really need something to get in there to really strengthen those ligaments and lead to long-term benefits. So prolotherapy definitely helps achieve that. So another type of problem that I'd like to talk about. You know, I talked about the disc. I've talked a little bit about spinal stenosis, is kind of a pinched nerve. And again, a pinched nerve can happen both with a disc herniation or spinal stenosis. And but again, when you think pinched nerve in the back, what you have to realize is that there's some laxity up top, intrinsic instability that creates the situation where the structures start to pressure the nerve. And when those structures start to pressure the nerve, that's when you get that that type of pain that causes that the pain down the leg, because if it puts pressure on the nerve, that's where the nerve goes, is to the leg. So by adding prolotherapy to the area and strengthening the ligaments, then it's not going to have that laxity, that looseness. And so the ligaments are stronger, and all of a sudden, the pain starts to improve and the situation gets better. But what's really great about prolotherapy is it's a long-term solution. Okay. It's not like taking a pill, and it's not like, oh, it's better today and then it's bad again, the next day. It's long-term relief because you're strengthening the structures in the spine. And the way you're strengthening the structures is with prolotherapy. So it's a great way to treat both short-term and to relieve the pain and long-term. And a lot of times that pain down the leg can even be referred by the ligaments, which is really interesting. So it's the ligaments themselves, when they're lax, they each have their own sort of referral patterns. And sometimes those referral patterns include referring pain down the leg. It could be the back of the thigh. It could be the calf. It could be even the ankle or foot. And so if you connect the right ligament with where the pain is radiating to, then you're able to treat that ligament and improve the problem and solve the problem. So prolotherapy is not just a quick fix. It's a long-term solution. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me here at the studio, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You could check out my website, njprolo.com, or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. And lastly, after the show, you can reach me at my office in Ridgewood, New Jersey, at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. The last aspect of back pain I wanted to touch on was sacroiliac pain. The sacroiliac is a joint with a lot of ligaments around it. Now, there are doctors that think that, oh, because it has all those ligaments, it's not a mobile joint. I think the opposite way. I think that the fact is that all those ligaments are there because that joint really needs to be stabilized. And that joint needs to be stabilized because it is such an important joint. The sacroiliac joint connects the spine and the pelvis. And so it's a real important, and then from there, it connects to the hip. So it's a really important joint for when we walk, and it's important to maintain that joint as a stable joint. And the best way to do that when there's a problem with it is with prolotherapy. Sacroiliac joint is a very ligament-rich joint, and by adding prolotherapy, that's an ideal treatment for ligaments. So the sacroiliac pain is ideally suited for prolotherapy. And now I want to transition to neck pain. I know I've talked a lot about back pain. Before I do that, I'll take a call. Okay, we're still getting info from that next call. So I'm going to talk to you about neck pain. Now, the neck also has discs. They're not as prominent as the lumbar discs, but it's also a much more narrow space in the cervical spine, in the neck. So that a small amount of disc pushing out can cause much problems in the neck. And again, that disc is out because the joint itself is lax, and the joint is lax. Why? Because of loose ligaments. So by strengthening the ligaments in the spine, it's a similar concept. You strengthen the joint, and that takes pressure off the disc. And once again, that is a great way to treat disc problems in the neck and even arthritic problems in the neck with prolotherapy. And I want to talk to you about another common problem in the neck, and that is when their muscle spasm is very common in the neck. So many people have these tight necks. Well, part of the reason those necks are tight is because they are working hard to maintain stability in the neck. And the reason they're working so hard is because the ligaments aren't strong enough to do the work themselves. So when, again, anytime you see tight muscles, think loose ligaments. And the best way to strengthen those ligaments and then thereby relax those muscles is with prolotherapy. So those tight muscles, even headaches. I have treated many headaches that are associated with loose neck issues. And by strengthening the ligaments in the neck, again, that takes the pressure off of those muscles that refer up to the head, and the headaches get better. So many headaches are ideally treated with prolotherapy, sometimes in the neck and sometimes even in the TMJ joint, sometimes even the temporomandibular joint, which is the jaw. So prolotherapy is so good, such a good treatment for neck pain and headaches, because so much of that pain originates with loose ligaments. So now we're going to take a call from William in Northport.
Hey, good evening. You know, I was just calling the gentleman that called earlier that said when he turns to the right side and bends down, he gets that pain, real bad pain, and it's completely incapacitating. Now, I know it could be ligamental, but, you know, you as a physician, would you order an MRI to see that maybe he had structural lateral recess stenosis, where when he went to the right side, he'd have impingement on the nerve root?
So the answer to that question if an MRI is certainly indicated, I would certainly order an MRI, absolutely. And I guess what I'm trying to help you think of, William, is that, yes, that structure is important. And what that spine looks like is important. And yes, it could be that lateral recess stenosis, but what's causing that lateral recess stenosis? That's what I want you to think about. And what is often causing that lateral recess stenosis is ligamentous laxity or instability in the ligaments. And by strengthening the ligaments, you may not reverse what that MRI looks like because that stenosis is there, but you're going to reduce the problems it's causing by strengthening the ligaments, and thereby, by strengthening the ligaments, that's going to reduce the pain that stenosis is causing, and that's going to improve the overall clinical situation for long term. You know, in terms of getting rid of the lateral recess stenosis, you know, the only way to truly get rid of it is with surgery, and that's certainly, you know, when you have something as simple as doing a dextrose procedure right by the ligaments to strengthen them, you know, and you can achieve long-term relief, that's certainly a better first option. So it's a good point that's what we might see if we ordered the MRI. But that's certainly, you know, going to direct my thinking perhaps and make sure nothing else more serious is going on. But the focus of treatment is going to be to improve that ligament strength with prolotherapy.
Great. Great show.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. So we're coming down to the end. If you want to call in, you can still call in. I could talk to you after the show. The number here is 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. It's Dr. Warren Slayton of the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me also after the show at my office, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njprolo.com. Or you can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So I just want to kind of summarize here. We have spine problems that occur in the neck and in the back, and it's manifest by either a disc pinching out on the nerve, either in the neck or the back, And it can be manifest by degeneration or wear and tear of the disc. There are all kinds of terms that you've heard, spondylosis, spinal stenosis, spinal arthritis, degenerative disc disease. They all signify the same thing, wear and tear of the disc and development of arthritis in the joints and the bones of the spine. And underlying all these situations is loose ligaments, and prolotherapy is an ideal treatment to strengthen these ligaments. So it's a long-term solution for your neck pain. It's a long-term solution for your back pain. It's great for headaches, and that's because so many headaches have their roots or origins in the neck. And the neck pain, again, by strengthening those ligaments, that's going to relieve the pressure in the neck, and that's going to take the pressure off the head and thereby improve the headaches. So for neck pain, back pain, disc herniation, spinal stenosis, muscle spasm in the neck, muscle spasm in the back, the underlying problem is loose ligaments, and the underlying treatment and the best treatment to treat those loose ligaments is prolotherapy. So that is the best way to give yourself relief of the pain, both for the short term, so the pain is better, but more importantly, for the long term, because now you have stronger ligaments, and those ligaments are going to not tend to be lax because they've been strengthened with prolotherapy, and so you're going to get long-term relief of your pain. So again, if you want to explore this, and as I mentioned earlier, one of the ways I enhance my prolotherapy is by vitamin B12 and enriched oxygen, and it's a great way to improve your overall health, again, short-term and long-term, and that's what's really so great about it. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You can reach me here at the studio to talk to me after the show at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Check out my website, njprolo.com, or my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show, on YouTube, and become a subscriber. And you can also tune in next week. We're going to change topics a little bit, but it's going to be also very useful for you. We're going to be talking about, on The Regenerative Healing Show, reducing visceral fat with hormones for your health. So look forward to speaking to you next week. It's Dr. Warren Slayton, Regenerative Healing Center.